another manifestation of inappropriate attempt to grapple with the death anxiety are the attempts to change the body after it has died, before or instead of a burial. So in particular, I'm referring to embalming and cremation, both of which are absolutely forbidden by Jewish law. When I say absolutely forbidden, I mean forbidden to the point where if it's a person's, a father's deathbed last wishes to his son, the son is obligated to override his father's wishes. That's how serious it's taken. And I mean, Jewish law is explicit about that. It says exactly that. Right? It uses that example. It is meant to be overridden. The anxieties that we have about what we need to do with the body or with the grave to somehow avoid our bodies lying in the ground is indicative of the problem here. Of course our bodies are going to lie in the ground. Of course our bodies are going to deteriorate. They will return to the earth. You know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's what happened. Deal with it. Instead of coming up with these artificial attempts to change the natural course of life. So if we cremate, which, by the way, is a ridiculous expenditure of energy, if you think about what it takes, that it is so unnatural in our ecologically oriented age, you know better, right, that I am going to prevent the body from having to experience the indignity of decomposition in the ground, I'm going to cremate it instead, as if burning it is somehow a higher level. Not to mention that in this day and age after Hitler, the idea of cremating any Jewish body is grotesque. And embalming is the other side of the issue. Oh, the body won't decompose because I'm going to pump a whole bunch of really disgusting chemicals into it. And that way we can sort of pretend that it's still there. We don't do pretend. We don't do pretend. That's important. I mean, that's why, for example, at the grave, the sound of that first shovelful of dirt landing on the coffin is the most gut-wrenching sound any of us will ever hear. This is shock treatment. This person is dead. They're being buried. We have to do this now, and then after we do this, we're going to walk away from this grave. There are no illusions here. That's why there's no music. Nothing pretty about this. I hate when they say, Rabbi, that was a beautiful funeral. What? You know, I don't care. You know, you can have God give the eulogy. It ain't beautiful. It's horrible. It's always horrible. It can't be beautiful. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we all understand that, you know, it's meant to be touching, it's meant to be comforting, and so forth. Beautiful, it ain't. Right? There's no flowers, no music, for the same reason. You don't want this artificial sense, or I mean, the classical expression of it, artificial, is when you have the wake and the embalmed body, and somebody goes, he looks good, doesn't he? You know? No, he looks dead. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have a question?
Yeah. What's the mausoleum or cemetery?
It is a grotesque, bizarre perversion of the classical Jewish tradition. And they try and cover this by, you know, the mausoleum of Abraham and Sarah, you know, who are, forgive me, rolling over in their graves at the idea that this would somehow be translated into legitimate Jewish tradition when it is contrary to everything that has to do with halakha. And is a perfect example of the attempt to somehow dodge the reality of returning to the earth. Okay. So, okay, they're not going to return to the earth. They're going to live up there as if they're going to be alive, you know, in that mausoleum. There is this reading that I will never, ever do that's in the new rabbi's manual, which I can't believe that anybody will put in the rabbi's manual, but it's a very popular reading that talks about, you know, I'm in the air, I'm in this and that. I did not die, is the conclusion. Yeah, you did. Because if you didn't, then I wouldn't feel as miserable as I feel right now. And it goes exactly to create that same kind of illusion that you create with the mausoleum, with the embalming, with the cremation. No, he's not buried. He's not, no. Yeah, he is. He's really dead.